Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Walterra. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to start a new claim online, but it keeps saying that the PIN number is not matching my Social Security number.
Did you try the last two of your social and the last two of your birth year?
I tried birth year, not social. Did they have reset?
No. Just do last two of your social, the last two numbers of your social, and then the last two numbers of your birth year. Because sometimes that's what it is, because that's how, when you do it, sometimes that might be the pen they give you, and then I don't know.
Okay.
I just know, like, on our end, when we file claims, that's what it end up being.
Now, if that's not it, and I'm trying it right now, am I able to, let me see the last of the social. Oh, never mind. He said I didn't try too many times.
Okay, so.
Is there a way to reset it?
To reset your PIN, you have to call inquiry.
Is that the one where you schedule the appointment for another day? Is that right?
Yeah, when you call, they schedule a phone appointment.
Okay. You said the last one to my social. Or the last of my, yeah, that's not working. Dagnabbit. Oh, man. And if I were to do it over the phone, what would I need to do that?
Do what?
Like file the claim over the phone? Do y'all still do that?
Yes, ma'am, we do.
I can do it.
I can tell you what you're gonna need as of like right now for me to do it. If you wanna do direct deposit, you're gonna need your account number, routing number. Yeah, that's about it. Address, all that little simple stuff. Nothing major.
But then if I was filing my claim online, I would still need that PIN number though, right?
Yes, ma'am, but I would provide you with a PIN number at the end.
Oh, okay, let's do it that way.
Okay, so what's that social?
423-21-4451.
Okay, and could you confirm that first and last name and the date of birth for me?
My first name is Bridget, last name is Hickman, but y'all might have it like Owens or Gates, I don't even know.
No, we have Hickman.
Okay.
And date of birth?
11/28/85.
And mother's maiden name?
McAfee.
Okay. No. Okay, and did you want to receive your benefits direct deposit into your checking the save account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Well, we can do it through my checking account. Let me look up the deposit information.
Thank you.
Hold on, ma'am. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Okay, so routing number is 124-303-120.
Okay, and that account number?
4984-9553-8222.
You said 8322?
8222. Like 8222. Okay. I don't know why when I say two more than twice in a row, it sounds weird.
Okay. So I'm going to repeat the routing and account number back to you. The routing number is 124-303-120. And that bank account number is 498-495-538-222.
222.
There's three twos, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that account number one more time?
Yes, ma'am. The account number is 498-495-538-222.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. And could you verify that mailing address for me?
Verify
the mailing address.
91558 Tallahassee Drive, Mobile, Alabama 36605.
Okay. And is the residence address different from the mailing address?
No.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No.
And could you verify the telephone number for me?
Should be 251-487-4230.
Okay. Oh, why is this moving so slow?
Take your time.
Repeat that number for me. 251-487-4230. Okay. That's why. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. The first question is, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Selma, Gadsden, Dothan, Montgomery, or none of the above?
Montgomery.
Okay. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 112 39th Street East, 3105 Dolphin Street, 342 Marydale Drive, 51 Eastern Drive, or none of the above?
The 3105 Dolphin Street.
And which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Community health, dental hygienist, general surgery, kidney, or neurology?
No.
Okay. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
Nope.
Okay. And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
Nope.
And did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Okay. And are you filing for DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
DUA, disaster. That's like a storm or something like that?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. And when was your last day of work?
Last day of work would have been Wednesday of last week. Wednesday.
And you said Wednesday?
Yes, the 9th.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what was your job description?
Insurance agent.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes. shit out of here.
And what was that employer's name?
Come back in 5 minutes. C3 Connect or Transact.
I see C customer contact channels.
C customer contact channels.
Mm-hmm.
Customer contact channels. That could be C3.
Oh yeah, that's what it is then. C3 customer contact channels. That's what it is. And do you have a telephone number for that employer?
No.
Okay, so I need a number because it won't let me go past without a telephone number.
Mm. Okay, let me see if I can find it. It was like a work from home online job. Y'all can use an email address, could it?
It's asking for an email address, but it has to be a telephone number because they have to be able to contact them through telephone also to get the information that they need. Let me see. Do you think I'll be able to Google it to try to find the number?
That's what I'm about to try to do, because it was like I worked for C3 under a company called Transact, which was under a company called Everise. I'm sure I could find Everise's number, but I don't know about the other two. And all our communication was through email. Sounds like a fake job, but it was definitely not.
They're giving me an office headquarters in Texas number.
That's it? Austin, Texas, I think it is?
Yes, ma'am. a 512-487-7103.
That's what I just found too.
Okay.
I don't know. But yeah.
And when was your employment start date with that company?
Like October 5th, maybe?
Of 2021?
Yes, ma'am, 2021.
And what city and state was this work performed in?
Mobile.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, I won't get anything like that.
Okay, and why are you no longer working?
I was cut. It was insurance sales. You know, it's only during open enrollment, like October through December and January.
Okay. And do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, that's okay.
Okay, and I'm going to give you a 4-digit PIN.
Okay.
That 4-digit PIN is going to be 5185.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Let me see. Have you ever had a name change?
From being married?
Ma'am.
From being married.
Okay. Okay, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete the certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than Friday, 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, which will be starting Sunday. All right, Ms. Hickman, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Compensation Call Center. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.